Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Dwight Christie. Dwight is a certified holistic nutritionist and health coach and the owner of Green Door Health and Wellness. Thanks for joining us today, Dwight.
Thank you. Yes, it's been great.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you coming on. Today we're going to talk about a lot of great things. Obviously, you know, as we mentioned already, certified holistic nutritionist. So we're going to talk about, the benefits, obviously, of CBD, why you've transitioned, into this space, with your background and knowing everything you know, and give value there to people as well who, may be struggling with certain things associated with the full wellness. And a lot of cool things there in between, the benefits of CBD in many ways. But, like I always say, let's start off real easy. Let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
Okay, I'm out of Midvale, Utah, which is a part of the Salt Lake Valley here in Utah. Use a home office right now. Most of my business is online.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I think this coronavirus pandemic has, affected businesses across the country and across the world, obviously. The savvy ones have been able to adapt, and get online. And actually, for ourselves and our clients, it's actually business has been up, so it's not such, it sucks though that a lot of people are obviously affected by that. But I'm happy to hear that you've been able to transition onto Zoom and work from home.
Correct.
So you can work from everywhere right there from Midvale, Utah. Now, Utah, one of my favorite things about this podcast is I get to meet people all across the country and all across the world as well. And, one of the things we talk about in cannabis, hemp, just the whole space is about regulation, compliance, and also the feeling, the stigma associated with each place is very different. So I kind of get to get a pulse of each region, and kind of see how things are. How is it in Utah? And obviously Utah is known as a conservative state, has different kind of beliefs than many other states in the country. But I found me personally that a lot of the, for instance, the states in the South would be very conservative. They've taken on to hemp and CBD, amazingly, even more so than other ones. So tell me, how is hemp CBD perceived in Utah and in cannabis in general? Obviously cannabis sativa and everything else. Kind of talk to me about how people look at it in Utah.
Because of the stigma of cannabis sativa, the hemp oil has the same problem here in Utah for a large portion of the population. They don't believe that it's legal. They don't understand much about it, and they think that CBD could get you high from hemp, and that's farther from the truth. It's just not one of those myths I let go easily.
Yeah,
there's no way to get you high.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's so funny you say that, right? Because I think a lot of times people will use the excuse of, well, it's not legal, right? I mean, I'm not going to break the law, right? And like you said, people don't even believe that it's legal, right? People, and then when you say, well, it's legal, well, I mean, come on. Well, you want to be a stoner? You want to be a pothead? And it's like, okay, then so that's really what you believe in the first place. It wasn't that you thought that it was illegal, or, maybe being illegal was something else, right? But really the core belief is that you think that this is going to affect you, a psychoactive level, that is going to affect you, an impairment level, that this is what you're more concerned about, actually. It's not that you thought that it was illegal or not illegal. Okay, maybe that was something, right? But there's something else here, and we see that stigma across the country everywhere, and some people are even disappointed that it doesn't get you high, right? They're like, what? Why would I smoke CBD, nugs, if it's not going to get me high? What's the whole point? you know? So talk to me about that, you know, sure. You know, having that reach in Utah, is that something that you're constantly kind of fighting against? Or is that something that you're seeing that people are becoming more like, oh, I didn't know that, and be more accepting of it over time as you see that education?
Generally speaking, it's, oh, I didn't know that. You know, that type of thing. The one thing that I find here that maybe might be a little different in other places is being an unregulated product like hemp is, it can have a lot of phony and counterfeit products out there that,
yeah.
And that's, not too long ago, we had an incident with, vaping, that was supposed to be CBD for vape. And it was, it poisoned about, 59 people, in the area. And, it was just a fake, product. It was, you know, not very good. So one of the things that the state requires is that you have a QR code on your label that shows the purity and the content. And that's very important. You know, you want your content to be verified so that, you know, people trust that what's on the label is in the product. And so as long as you have that, and explain that to people, then you know not to, you know, run onto Amazon.com and buy any willy-nilly, product.
Hemp seed oil, you know, you can find some hemp seed oil that has no, properties whatsoever. You know, there's no cannabinoids in there whatsoever, you know, but people, they buy it and they say, I got some of this stuff online and it's not even good. It's like, yeah, I mean, where'd you get it? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I've seen, I know of someone who, bought CBD back before hemp was even legalized here in Utah, like the rest of the country, just 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now. But a traveling salesman type of guy would come in and really just the only thing on the label was CBD. And he would sell creams and oils.
Were they like homemade? I mean, were they?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, do they have a good reputation at least, or was it just, you know, like snake oil kind of thing?
Just kind of a snake oil kind of a thing. Oh, yeah. And people would buy it that, you know, weren't afraid of that kind of thing, but your general population wouldn't even know of it. So, you know, it's that, again, unregulated part of the product. And then of course, you know, the state doesn't have the manpower and the ability to shut down places that don't have proof on their label that what they say that's in it is there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, and that's one of the things, you know, obviously we're facing, and obviously we talk about a lot in the industry and on this podcast, you know, just because of that lack of regulation or, you know, people, it's kind of the Wild West, right? It's kind of the Wild West. Mm-hmm. And you can get away with a lot of things. And, you know, we talked about it when we opened up about how coronavirus has affected businesses. I think the ones that have been affected the most from what I've seen are kind of those, you know, those crappy, products that were out there. I think a lot of those have been exposed a lot, and these companies that were doing private labeling, that their products weren't very good, and you'd see them flooding the market. You'd see the same exact bottle, you'd see the same exact product out there with just another label on it. And that product wasn't very good in the first place, you know, and you see that these guys now, they can't, it's hard for them to stay afloat. So obviously, you know, we never want to wish bad on anybody. We never want to wish, somebody's livelihood or anything like that to be jeopardized. But it's definitely good to see the industry kind of cleaning up in that sense, because the ones who are doing it the right way are going to be around, right? If people swear by your products, they love your products, you're going to be around. If you need to constantly get new clients all the time, new customers all the time, because they try it one time and they say, oh man, this is crap. You know, it says, well, it's fine. It's the green rush. Everybody's coming in, you know? So you're just constantly getting people who are newbies and taking advantage of them. Of course, you know, if there's no more newbies coming in and you can't keep a client, then you're going to be, you're going to be X'd out in that way. So, like I said, it's kind of been a good thing now. You know, I guess, you know, I want to talk about your background as well. You know, it's cool that you come from Utah, which you said, you know, is somewhere where you have a great opportunity to educate people, because of different stigmas associated with it. But you know, you've been doing this for a long time, right? Certified holistic nutritionist, health coach. There's a lot more involved in this, obviously, than CBD, cannabinoids, hemp. You've been doing this from way before this. So, you know, kind of walk through me if you can, you know, kind of your background in this, and your background in cannabis, or how you got turned on to this and kind of transitioned into here and incorporated into your practice overall.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, it goes back about a little over 10 years. I was in a different career and different industry. I was in financial services and worked for a large financial concern that, you know, the big corporate structure, and there was a lot of stress and anxiety, and it started to really get to me, so to speak, and my health was failing. You know, I had extremely high blood pressure. I was overweight. For me, that's not too much, but I was, you know, hanging around 200 pounds, which is way, way more than I need to pack on this skinny frame of mine. But anyway, and then, you know, I illnesses just all the time, you know, colds, flus, things of this nature. And I realized if I wanted to, first of all, get off the meds I was on, you know, because I knew when I went off of them, I felt better.
What kind of meds were you on, if I can ask?
Well, I was on blood pressure block, you know, blockers that, and they for a short time on cholesterol medication.
Yeah, we were talking about before we went on the air, you know, Lipitor and cholesterol, and you know, and all, you know, high blood pressure.
Right.
So,
and
with my family history, you know.
Yeah, so I started to study this stuff and became so engrossed in and so passionate about all the, you know, thousands of years of history of herbs and plants and food on the earth and what, you know, makes up a good diet. I was kind of looking for that, you know, and of course I studied paleo diets. I studied keto diets. I studied everything and came down to the conclusion that balance is more what the body needs and what the body thrives on. These other diets can be good if used sparingly. Keto, I believe a keto diet is great if you're trying to limit chemotherapy in a cancer situation, and help you know, help exacerbate what the chemicals are trying to do to kill the cancer. But I finally wound up came on a situation. I really wanted to study a natural way to handle blood pressure, and that was through nutrition, supplements. And I quickly found that I was like the general population. I was deficient in potassium and magnesium, and proficient in sodium and calcium. And those are the four that, you know, are the main ones that we want balance with. And I found what the offsets were. I was able to, you know, put that into practice for me, as well as, you know, I started limiting processed foods, and I started increasing, exchanging out good fats for trans fats and things of this nature. And I am now free of meds. I don't take any prescription drugs at all. And my blood pressure is very normal. But I have to be cognizant of, you know, even foods from home, you know, or restaurant food is so over stimulated with salt. And salt is one of the biggest reasons that people's blood pressure can go up. And everybody's different, but in my case, that was it. And, you know, so now I feel like I'm healthier than I was when I was 25 years old, you know, way, you know, healthier. And then, you know, as I began to do this in practice, and I formed Green Door Health and Wellness, the idea for Green Door came from my wife and I talking. One, green. I love the color green because it just signifies, if it signifies Mother Earth, green, eco, and health. And then the door, my wife came up with Green Door because the door would be the opening to better health. And that's how we came up with Green Door Health and Wellness. And I started the company, and I began, you know, my counseling service.
How long ago was this?
This has been 3 years ago.
Cool.
That I started it. I've been a certified holistic nutritionist for 4 years now.
Very cool.
And just the knowledge I already had made it so easy to get that certification, the testing and everything I did. But anyway, I was kind of, you know, not making anywhere near the money that I used to make when I was in my other career. You know, people are a little adverse to talking about diet and nutrition, and, you know, it's kind of a, you know, boring, you know,
until God forbid something happens, then you got to talk about it, right? You know,
so. Right. And so when CBD came along, became legal, you know, in 2018 through hemp, when we could grow hemp, I began to dig into it because I'd always been, I'm originally from Oregon. So there's one of your states that, you know, back when I lived there, cannabis, smoking pot was like, if you got caught with less than an ounce, it was a parking ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
so it's a whole nother view on it. It's a whole nother, you know, the way of thinking about it.
So I've been interested for a long time in what else, you know, because I, you know, California was, as you know, was first to, okay, cannabis smoke for pain,
for medicinal,
you know, cancer, things of that nature. And, you know, aside from the recreational, I just, you know, knew that there had to be so much more to this whole thing, you know, because it's, you know, it's a plant that's been on the earth for thousands of years. Uh-huh. And, you know, ancient civilizations used not only hemp, but marijuana for all kinds of different things. And in this country, of course, we used hemp prior to the, you know, 30s for all kinds of clothing, paper. CBD oil was not a big thing.
Yeah.
And now that we've come back around, and starting in 2018, so CBD is now a buzzword. It's a big thing. It's like a new discovery when it's not, really.
Yeah.
And it intrigued me because I've been interested in essential oils in my holistic business here, But, you know, as you look at CBD, all that is an essential oil. And I found it much easier to talk to people about CBD and what it can do to put you or push you in the right direction for a long-term solution rather than a Band-Aid. And that has just really helped my business quite a bit.
Wow, no, amazing. And that's, I mean, all that stuff is great stuff. First of all, I love how it was started off as your own personal wellness journey. You know, I mean, I know I have some buddies in the financial sector, and as you said, it's not an easy sector to be in, you know, a lot of pressure, you know, a lot of stress. It burns people out, you know, it burns people out very quickly. You know, as you said, hey, I'm started off not making as much money as I was, you know, but, you know, I have my health. You know, I have my health, and because that's what happens, you know, people, they, you know, they can only take it for so long, and either you continue in that path and then get sick, or then other people turn to self-medicating in other ways, you know, to get through the stress and do the things. And so I love that story about you kind of realizing that. I think that takes a lot of strength in and of itself. You know, I think money drives a lot of things, and some people, you know, it's very hard to say, you know what, like, my health is more important. My family needs me on here, on this earth, you know, and I can do a lot more good doing this. So that's really cool. And, you know, you also mentioned about, you know, these diets, you know, these diets, you know, I have a buddy who's a nutritionist and a fitness coach. And, you know, so I see his stuff all the time. And, you know, he says, if the diet has a name, then you're already losing, you know, because it's just not sustainable. You know, it, like you said, it has its place for certain times. You know, like, wow, I learned something new, you know, about the keto. You said the keto diet was, or the paleo diet. I think the keto diet was a,
you know. Keto diet, with ketones, they found that it's more helpful, to cancer patients.
Yeah.
I don't know that a keto diet would cure you of cancer, but,
yeah.
There are, you know, the traditional, we're seeing traditional oncology use a keto diet along with chemotherapy as a traditional treatment for in this country, you know.
So. Yeah. As you know, chemotherapy, you know, wrecks the body, you know, and devastates the body, you know. So, you know, just that aspect of, you know, what is wellness, right? Wellness is a long-term thing. It's not a short game. You know, it's something that, like you said, it's something that's a lifelong thing. Something that we constantly have to look over. And I love how, you know, it helped you, you know, like you said, it doesn't cure us from everything, right? But you started off on some pills, you know, for, you know, pharmaceuticals for high blood pressure and cholesterol and all the other things. And, you know, really, I think we live in a society, you know, brought up in a time where it's, you know, it's instant gratification. We want things to go our way right away. And if they don't, we get frustrated with it. When in essence, actually, that's the time to push even more so, you know, because that's when we're going to see the difference, you know. So, but you also mentioned there, you know, how, you know, I love too about Green Door. You mentioned about Green Door and how, you know, green, you know, the environment, eco, and the door, right, the opening. But you have to open the door, right? It's a choice, you know. And I think, you know, that's kind of the thing, is that I think obviously there's a lot of factors at play, you know, societies at play, upbringings at play. There's a lot of things at play that when we talk about making poor choices, right, economic stuff, socioeconomic factors as well in play, unfortunately, you know, better food cost more money, and that's also by design as well. But it is a choice at the end. You know, you do have to open that door, and you do have to walk through the door, you know, and it's something that I think, you know, we need more awareness of. And then you also mentioned about, you know, moving the CBD. One thing, you brought up 1930s with the, obviously, lumber and paper, and how it's kind of brought it full circle, you know, where CBD is kind of a buzzword, but as a result, you know, now once again, we're talking about this. You know, one of our previous episodes here was, you know, about textiles and how that's coming back and everything, fabric. So it is really cool. Now, is it something that you mentioned also, you know, how you're into all the essential oils, and CBD is just an essential oil. Is there more of a focus on CBD, or is it just another for you? You know, is it just another ingredient, something else to add to the cookbook, so to speak, to the playbook, to the toolbox that's going to help you with your clients? Or is there something like extra special about it? Or is there something that kind of stands out to you? Or is it just another part of wellness, you know?
Both. I think it, you know, one of the things that really stands out is the oil's ability to interact with serotonin, which produces dopamine, which is our feel-good chemical. When you eat pizza, it makes you feel good. It satisfies you. You know, you see pizza, your mouth waters, you want it, you know. And CBD interacts with that and cools it down. It doesn't make it so wanted. So it can tell you that, oh, okay. So you're not eating pizza like 3 or 4 times a week. You're now eating it maybe once every 2 weeks, you know, things like that. I use that especially with people that are overweight, either diabetic or pre-diabetic, that you know, have those addictions, certain food addictions, that it takes a while. So they may go through 1 or 2 bottles on their journey to lose that weight, but that's kind of the immediate focus and why that's so surprising. And I am going to be branching out into other areas of addiction. And I'm studying right now the dosages and, you know, whether we, you know, 1,000 milligrams as opposed to 500 milligrams is better for addiction. The other thing that really stands out is, I can take somebody with severe knee pain because of, you know, their weight. If you're 100 pounds overweight, you've just added 500 pounds of additional pressure to your knees. Yeah. And so, if I can eliminate that pain in just seconds of rubbing it on, that can help make somebody a little more mobile and a little more focused on what they can do to lose the weight and take that pressure off those knees. And oftentimes it turns out that they don't even have to have an operation. You know, they're faced with an operation to fix the knees, and by losing the weight and alleviating that pressure, they don't need to have their knees operated on. And that is just an amazing thing to me. I can't think of a better outcome. And it's selfish. It's my outcome that I like, because I feel so vindicated and so happy that I've helped somebody overcome that and then have a long-term solution.
I wouldn't say it's so selfish, you know. I think saving yourself from knee surgery and the rehab and, you know, the pain and everything else that goes along with it it's mutually beneficial. It's definitely going to help. Everybody wins from that, you know, except I guess for the doctor, you know, but who doesn't get his cut, you know, for the surgeon. But it's okay. That's amazing to hear. You know, that's kind of the whole thing of wellness, right? That it's symbiotic. Everything flows with itself. I think we look at, like, you know, knee issues as a standalone thing. You know, we look at weight loss as a standalone thing. You know, blood pressure, of course, you know, we now know that, okay, if you weigh more, your blood pressure is going to be up, right? And there's other things like that. But we don't necessarily associate knee pain, you know, with necessarily weight loss or diet or anything like that. You know, we can, you know, but it's all that pressure, you know, that constant pressure that's on there. You know, weighs on you, and then people can hold their weight differently. You know, people have different structure, like we were talking about, you know, slimmer frame and all that. So these are all different factors. Now, how do you go into that kind of, you know, is it something that you have like a, you, for lack of a better term, kind of prescribe per client, you know, for everybody's own thing, what they're going through, or do you kind of have like a good recipe, you know, that kind of works for everybody kind of thing? Does that make sense? Is that a fair question?
I have a basic outline recipe that works generally for everybody, but you know as well as I do, everybody's different, and somebody may, you know, react very positively to that focus and another may not. And so I have the ability to adjust and move in a different direction. Let's say they don't have knee pain, for instance, but they recognize that their overweight condition is probably contributing to their diabetes, for instance. Again, you know, we'll work in different fashions, but I try to incorporate holistic methods, certain ways of fasting that don't, you know, disrupt your lifestyle, for instance. I try to find ways to help people to replace foods, and I find it also very helpful if that person has a backup, you know, whether that be a spouse or a good friend, somebody that will help them be accountable, rather than just me being accountable. And it's extremely helpful to have a team effort when somebody's health is failing badly because of how they've eaten.
So that was very good. Yeah, no, definitely. It's, you know, you got to have a roadmap, but I guess, you know, you tweak it for different people based on what's going on. And well, definitely, I guess, you know, being that you're here now in the cannabis industry, and we've talked a lot about, you know, before we were on the air, actually, you know, sharing about the research, and, you know, you're obviously well-versed in the research that goes along with CBD in particular, and, you know, cannabis in general. But, you know, obviously there's so much to learn, right? And you talked about, you know, you've been doing this now for 4 years, you know, so it's not like you're new to it. But, you know, how do you kind of learn about the ins and outs? Was it something that you just, you know, was it something that came along with your certification, or something that you said you were interested in and just kind of did your own research on it? Or did somebody kind of like introduce you to it? Talk to me about that a little bit.
Okay. No, it's largely been myself. I've been the biggest laboratory for myself. I've tested all these things on myself. One of the other areas I work in is helping people de-stress or you know, anti-anxiety, and CBD again is a great focus, but there are other things that I incorporate into stress management. And a lot of times, stress management includes that, let's back up a minute. A lot of people that are in high stress situations, because of the extra production of cortisol, which is a hormone, it's one of our fight or flight hormones along with adrenaline, but cortisol blocks production of the insulin from the pancreas. And that's how you get insulin resistance and how diabetes, type 2 diabetes starts up in the body. And so if you can help limit the stress and the anxiety, you lower the cortisol production, and that unblocks insulin and can allow the pancreas to do its job properly to regulate the food and to get it all balanced again. And all it is, you know, you hear about hormone imbalance. That's exactly what it is balancing those hormones back and using not only foods, but there are foods that are very, very stress producing and anxiety producing. They tend to jack us up, and then you know, you fix your blood pressure, or your blood sugar goes way up, and then it just crashes, and it's a vicious cycle that the CBD, as well as other holistic methods that I use, can take people out of that. And then what you do is replace good habits with not so good habits. And then you have a new lifestyle.
Amazing. Yeah. Like you said, you know, sometimes we're grabbing when we're high stress, right? We're grabbing for that food that's, first of all, quick and easy or something else, but also maybe going to give us some dopamine hits, right? It's not just going to, you know, give us, you know, the satisfaction, the fuel to keep going, you know, so the spike in the blood sugar, and then, you know, kind of a vicious cycle there, you know, with the cortisol and the belly fat, and that adds to stress as well, and more stress provided adds to cortisol, and it's just kind of like you said, a vicious cycle. That's what makes the wellness so important, that people, you know, it's not one thing or the other, you know, as people end up playing whack-a-mole, you know, and I think we're all guilty of that, you know what I mean? I'm not above anything of that, you know. I've done my fair share of whack-a-mole as well, you know, but it's definitely, when you put the pieces together and you see the big picture, it really is like, wow, oh my goodness, like it's been here the whole time, you know, and then it's just it's something you want to stick with, you know, like we're talking about sustainability, so.
Yes, exactly. Once you recognize that the food industry, they're going to lose money if you stop eating these foods, and so they've concocted and processed those foods so that you actually will like them, and that dopamine comes in quite often. That's the battle we fight. We've got to overcome that, and then guess what? Health comes back, and there's nothing better than feeling healthy and feeling that I took the reins and I did it myself, rather than, you know, relying on the doctor or just ignoring the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. So, you know, talking about starting your business 4 years ago and coming in here and, you know, kind of with Green Door 3 years ago. And obviously one of the obstacles has been, like you're talking about, you know, the difference in the finances from where you were before, but really there's so much more than that, really. So, you know, what's been the biggest obstacle you face with Green Door, and how you've been able to overcome it?
The biggest obstacle has been to differentiate myself from the brick and mortar stores that sell CBD. One way I've done that is I stress that my CBD products are made for health. They're made for benefiting your health. I do not dabble in gummy bears. I don't think, gummies are a lot of parents I hear give them to children to help them sleep at night. Boy, you've got kids that need help sleeping at night.
Give them sugar, a bunch of sugar, and all the other chemicals that go along with it.
Kidding, you should be, you know, but I don't do lip balms, and I don't do bath bombs, and, you know, CBD oil and a bath bomb, that's an accident waiting to happen, you know, an oily, you know, bottom to the bathtub, you know, that's just not a good thing. So, yeah, and branding is so much a part of that. That's why, you know, I talk about how what Green Door stands for, as you've mentioned, you know, the opening of the door, a new way of doing things, a new age, you know, however you want to look at it. But talk about that to people. And then I talk and stress that, you know, Green Door is a place you can come if you want the truth and if you want to learn, you know, why CBD can be a great part of your health journey.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have other products that are not CBD that, you know, and I'm going to be adding more because I'm also concerned about people's fitness, you know. Many ways that we can, as we age, can increase our life, extend our life by fitness. And it doesn't take a long time. It doesn't take any more than 20, 30 minutes a day if you incorporate it into your life. And it becomes a really a habit that you gotta have, because once you start forming the habit and you start forming something that does you good, you'll know when you don't do it that your body craves it and you'll want to go back to it. And that's another way I saved my own self and became healthy, was through fitness. And it can be anything. And so I can work with people that are, 100, 150 pounds overweight, and I can still get them mobile and moving enough to help exacerbate the weight loss as they go along without injuring themselves. And it's just a matter of you know, being aware of that. Older people who haven't exercised forever or in years, and that's another thing I can help with. I can also help younger, of course. One of the quickest ways you see people get injured is all of a sudden deciding to go to the gym in their 40s and become, you know, He-Man again, and they do try to do things that they did when they were in their 20s. And guess what? The quick way to injure yourself. And again, that's where CBD can come in to help not only recover, but to help, you know, a guy like me can help show you how to do it the right way, so you're not destroying yourself.
Yeah, it's such a huge thing. I think that's a huge issue that people face as well, right? They want to go 0 to 60, and I think, you know, we talked about addiction, right? And you know, I think there's an aspect in there of, you know, that inner voice that's saying, oh, you want to get in shape, sure, let's go. And they drag themselves to the gym every day, and they do this stuff. And once again, it turns into sustainability, right? You can't keep a diet that's not sustainable for long, and you can't keep in, you know, an action plan, a workout plan that's not sustainable if you're just going to be going in there, and after a week, you're like, I'm done. I cannot do this. I cannot continue to do this, you know, or you injure yourself even worse, you know. And it's that same thing. Say, well, I tried. You see, nothing's going to happen for me, you know. And it's just like, no, you have to find a way to incorporate it into your lifestyle and into get there over time. You know, it's not 0 to 60, you know, it's more of a marathon of wellness. You know, we're here for as long as we're going to be here, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100, 20 years, you know, whatever. So, it's super important to make something that's sustainable. And that's one of the pitfalls that people fall into. No doubt about it.
Sure. And there's ways to make it fun too. Yeah. And so that you have a good memory of it, you know, instead of a bad memory of it.
True. You know? It's true. You know, it's not always meant to be fun, but you know, it's, we want to replace that stuff that we use to, you know, to get those dopamine hits, right? The whole point is that these are the replacements. So this has got to be in a way that we're also, you know, getting rewarded in that way, right? They're also going to walk away and feel that kind of that high that we get when we, you know, go for a Big Mac or whatever else, you know, as well. So, you know, it's, It is very unique. So, and I love what you said too about, you know, first of all, on your side and on in your programs, you know, it's not just like CBD, right? You know, you offer a different wider range of products, but on there, you know, you're also offering the package there for people to, you know, to help with their weight loss or to help with other things going on. You know, so it's so much more than just, hey, take this oil, you know, put it on your tongue in the morning and at night and you're going to feel better. You know, it's no, you know what, it's, I'm going to offer you coaching. I'm offer you weight loss and fitness and in all these different ways. I think that's what wellness is. And, you know, you also mentioned about truth, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. And I think that's what we fall into in our society where we really, we'd rather be lied to and feel good about it than be told the truth and feel good in the long run, you know, because sometimes, you know, sometimes we want to be lied to. Lie to me good, you know, because when we hear the truth, sometimes we're like, what, you mean I have to change my lifestyle? I have to change the way I eat? I have to change all this stuff? I don't want to do that, you know, or who says it's better? And then that's when you get into the whole thing. Is there research? Is there this? It's like, listen, first of all, yeah, there's 40 years of research going on. There's a lot of things going on here. And look at the testimonials from my clients and what we've been able to do. And, you know, if that's not good enough for you, then, you know, maybe, you know, keep on living the way you're living, you know. But, you know, the truth does hurt, you know. And sometimes it's – that's why we pay for people to do coaches, right? Anybody can look on YouTube and have a, you know, look at a video and they can do it. You know, coaches are great, you know, whether it be business coaches, whether it be fitness coaches, health, wellness coaches. They're so great because they're going to push you to the finish line. They're going to walk you through it. When we fall off and we want to not do it anymore, they're going to be calling us saying, yo, where are you at? Why aren't you here right now? You know what I mean? What's going on? It's okay. So you had a bad day. You had a bad week. Let's get back on track. You know, and right. Those are the things, you know, anybody can, you know, everybody's fingertips these days. There's no resource that really isn't available to somebody, right? If somebody wants to learn what we do, you know, digital marketing and build their own websites and all that stuff, that's great, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls along the way as well and a lot of ways to get yourself in trouble and all that stuff as well. So, right. You know, marketing, SEO, all that stuff. But anyways, getting off track. But the point is that it's so important to have a coach. It's so important to have somebody there that's walking you through it and who understands you and you have a relationship with and you have rapport and you can call and you have a schedule with and they're walking you through the program. You know, I think that's so important. So love to hear that that's, you know, basically what you've been doing. And, you know, I think so many more people need that. And it's obvious, you know, and starting right there in Utah and across the country where people still don't realize that this is part of the wellness, you know. I feel like we've talked so much about wellness and not so much about the CBD side, you know, because it is just one aspect of it. It's not the most important thing, you know, and but it's but I love what you're doing, man. Love it. Very good. So what can we expect from Green Door Health and Wellness in the future, Dwight?
In the future, you will see more fitness ideas and fitness products. I believe in collagen as a real big aid in fitness and as well as recovery. Collagen is one of those proteins that helps our body, you know, build and replace and replenish. I'm going to focus in the future, especially during COVID-19, on sleep. Sleep is one of those blessings we've been given that allows us to replenish at night and, you know, we get rid of bad cells and dead cells. And it's a way that we naturally detox. And if you're not getting good sleep, that's a problem. And with COVID-19 these days, a lot of people, you know, experiencing a lot of stress and extra anxiety that they didn't have prior to COVID-19 and are losing sleep. And, you know, I mean, we're seeing people's mental health really decline.
Oh, yeah.
With this and, you know, the spike in suicides and things of this nature. So bad. So I'm really stressing sleep and stressing that, you know, using CBD, I have a blended product. I find that these herbs that they, that my group that manufactures my products for me, the lab work they do is just amazing, and how they blend vitamins and herbs with CBD to get the best effect. And so there's, you know, habits you can form going to sleep, but if you need the help, you can take CBD and you're not going to wake up with a hangover. That's the great thing about it. You know, you take one of these over the counter meds to help you sleep, even melatonin that you can buy, which is we're supposed to produce enough of that in our bodies, you know, but we often don't. But, you know, some people wake up with a, you know, really groggy type of hangover feeling from taking melatonin. Well,
really lethargic.
Yeah. My blend just, you know, you fall asleep easy, you wake up refreshed, and there's no side effect at all. And it helps you to establish the other habits that make it good to fall asleep. And, you know, by doing that, you're going to help your body, and you're going to improve your immune system, which if we did that and we had the best immune system possible, we're not going to have a problem with COVID-19. Coronavirus isn't going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah, a lot to go. You know, I love how you're on the cutting edge, you know, talking about collagen and, you know, obviously more fitness and on all that. And obviously the focus on sleep, you know, and how it's been affecting us, COVID-19. And I think we're barely beginning to see the effects of what this is. People think, well, let's get this thing over with and go back to normal. It's like, what's normal going to look like after this? You know, what was normal beforehand, and was that healthy? And what does this effect made us, what does it affect? Affected us, you know, emotionally, financially, right. You know, in so many different ways, you know, in our health. So there's a lot of things that are happening now that people are experiencing, as you mentioned, but also long term, you know, and we're just being able to see that. I think it's going to take a long time for us to actually see the long term effects that this is having on us right now, you know. So, you know, definitely focusing on that is amazing. So cool. Now, as we wind down here, you know, I always ask all my guests, you know, seeing as how you've been in different sectors and you've put that beside you and made the better choice and moved over here and been able to experience different kinds of quote success, you know, and different things. So how do you define success, whether professionally, personally, existentially? What does success look like for you?
Success looks like me being the go-to guy when people would like to stop putting band-aids on their health and go long-term and get a resolution to help them. And I'm connected with other professionals that can help, that do a lot more in detox and things of that nature. So it's great to be able to assess, and I feel that, you know, I'm well enough connected that my success going forward, or what success is being happy, number one, with what I do, and I am extremely happy.
Yeah.
Having a passion for what I do, and success comes naturally when you have the passion. And that passion isn't a flash in the pan, you know. And so to me, success is defined by the passion that you put in to what you do. And I can't be more passionate about this because of what it's done for my own health.
Exactly. You've seen it firsthand. And that was something I was mentioned too, is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we look for coaches or we look for guides, whether it be for health or be for business or be for You know, even spiritually, right? You look for spiritual guides. And it's so much better to have somebody, for me anyways, who I can relate with, right? Somebody who I know has been through the same things I've been through. How can you walk me through something if you've never been overweight or you've never had high blood pressure and that's what I'm dealing with? You know, of course, that's great that you've been fit from birth, you know, whatever else, or whether it be, you know, like I said, spiritually, and somebody who's always just on cloud nine, you know, or never experienced really, you know, to be here on earth kind of thing, you know, or in business, right? People who haven't been where I've been, you know, it's so important. And that's what I love about you as well, is that you came from that place. You made that choice, not because you're a health freak from forever, you know, which is cool too, you know, but, you know, it's because this is something that you saw was affecting you and you made that switch. And you know, and I love your answer with that success. How it's kind of a wellness success as well, right? Where, listen, I want to make an impact. I want to be known. I want to be the person who the go-to guy to do this, you know, but at the same time, I want to, you know, be happy, right? Happiness and have a passion for it, you know, sustainable passion. You know, that thing comes up, you know, that word comes up again, you know, sustainable, you know, where it's like, you know, one of my spiritual guides, you know, he said, listen, motivation is great, but it's just a match. You know, if you don't, you know, passion's great, but it's a match. If you don't light a fire with it, then it's just going to go out. You know, you have to light something to keep it going, you know? So that's passion. I think people are always looking for that passion, that chemistry, that motivation. If they don't have motivation, they're not going to go. Yeah. It's like, yeah, of course you need to love what you do, you know, you need to love what you do long-term and be happy with what I'm doing. And that way I can make an impact. I can be that person long-term because it is a long road, as you know, it is a long game, not a short game. So, very good. Right. I love this, man. So, as we close now, how can listeners find out more about Green Door Health and Wellness and connect with you?
Absolutely. They can, go to my website, which is greendoorhw.com. My information is there. They can call me from the phone number listed on the web page. They can email me. That's also greendoorhw@gmail.com. And I'm happy to give a consultation and work with people. I can work with, if someone would like the counseling service, the nutrition counseling service for whatever need, or the stress counseling service for whatever need again there. We can do that by Zoom, so we can continue to socially separate here and do that and, you know, work our magic both ways. My products, if any of them are needed, and you're, you know, can't come and pick them up and you can't have me bring them to you, then of course, obviously we can drop ship them right to you. It's not a problem. Very good. Unlike Amazon in that respect.
You except can shop without the hemp seed oil, without the snake oil, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
You're going to get the product with the QR label on there, and it's going to be pure, and the content is going to be what it says it is.
Very good. Right. And everybody, that'll be all that will be linked here in the description, wherever you're listening to this, and check out Dwight, what he's doing. If you know, anything here health related, wellness related, even with the products standalone, you know, give the Green Door Health a look and connect with Dwight for sure. So Dwight, I appreciate it. Everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of Dang Discussions. And Dwight, thank you for joining me today. It's been great. Really appreciate it. So good luck to you and the rest of 2020 and beyond.
Well, thank you so much, Maynard. It's been great to be on.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us today.
Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calacan.com. That's C-A-L-A-C-A-N-N.com. And follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.